Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A week after the Iron Dog came to a close, many members of the race returned home to recover and get back to their day-to-day lives. For Team 6 rider Bradley Kishbaugh, he returned to Saldanha on Wednesday, February 28th, with the honor of placing third. Kishbaugh speaks for him and his partner Mike Morgan, age 38 from Nome, that they paced themselves but ran a very strong race.
Definitely a top three pace, you know. We would have been a little farther up, I think, if we didn't have those issues, but that's part of racing. We're happy with where we finished. It's hard to start a new team and do well, and that's exactly what we did. There was good energy on the trail. Didn't have any conflict between me and Mike, so it was very good to get out there and run a strong pace and see what we could do together.
The duo both rode on a 2024 Polaris Cross Country 600 and did their best to travel as quickly and as intelligently as possible. However, when you're riding a machine for 2,500 miles, there can be some mechanical failures, and in turn, it can hurt your race time.
We were battling through first and second place there for a bit, and then we broke that bolt in the rear skids, kind of set us back. So we were at the end, we were about an hour and 20, hour 30 minutes behind, but right there, when we were battling for first and second place, we were 5 minutes ahead. We'd make time, and then we'd lose some time. So it's part of the race.
Kishbaugh says that the biggest struggle about the race was hunger. However, as he previously mentioned, he and his teammate are very strong mentally and physically, so they were able to stay positive even when times got tough. Overall, Kishbaugh says that he and Morgan were both pleased with how they finished, and they had a good experience. For more on this story, visit our website at RadioKenai.com. Most of the states that participated in Super Tuesday voted for former President Donald Trump. However, Nikki Haley did win over Vermont. To explain more about how each candidate did it, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Associated Press was able to call almost every Republican Super Tuesday contest for former President Donald Trump after initial results revealed no path for former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley to overtake him. The AP declared Trump the winner in 14 states shortly after polls closed, with Trump leading Haley in some places by margins of 3 or 4 to 1. That includes the contests in California and Texas, where the largest number of delegates were up for grabs in the GOP primary, and all were awarded to Trump. As of early Wednesday, Trump had won at least 635 delegates from Super Tuesday states so far, bringing his total delegates to more than 750. He needs 1,215 delegates to clinch the Republican nomination. The AP was able to call the Alaska Republican presidential caucuses at 2:17 a.m. Eastern Time based on initial vote returns. With almost 40% of the expected vote reported, Trump had a resounding lead over Haley. She wasn't winning more than one quarter of the vote in any district, and in the 12 districts that reported at least 99% of their expected vote in that first release, she was doing no better than one-fifth of the vote. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
An Anchorage woman has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for her role in a conspiracy to produce child sexual abuse materials. According to court documents, Denali Brimer, age 22, and her co-conspirator, Darian Schillmiller, age 25, conspired to murder Cynthia Hoffman in June 2019 while Schillmiller was residing in Indiana. While they were conspiring to commit Hoffman's murder, they also conspired to coerce a minor victim to produce sexually explicit image, which Brimer took and sent to Schillmiller via text message. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.